Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. Have you ever had that moment where you sat down to record and all of a sudden started doubting if you could podcast at all? I'm talking about podcasting with confidence. Knowing when you sit down, you'll record a great episode, and I'm sharing some tips today to help you podcast confidently. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm looking at my watch because I am getting notifications. We are having a huge snowstorm here in Colorado, and everything is shutting down. It hasn't even, fully started snowing yet. It's going to be nuts. So gearing up for that. I have been thinking a lot about purpose and confidence and what all that means when we're talking about podcasting. And so I wanted to tell you about a problem that we solved this week, and it has to do with systems. I know that you're like, what does that have to do with anything? Here's the thing. If you don't have a great system in place, it's going to make everything you do that much harder, right? And sometimes we can have all the systems in place in the world, but if they're not working for you, it's going to make things harder. So the problem I solved is taking a complicated system for planning my content and simplifying it into a Google Sheet. I literally just posted a whole video in my membership about why simpler is better. And I think it's so true. When we overcomplicate things or we try something because we hear the gurus using it or whatever, that doesn't mean it's going to work for us. And when we're talking about needing to be able to podcast confidently, one of the things we need to be able to do is sit down and know exactly what we're going to record and how we're going to do it. So I have this very intense marketing board in Asana. I love it. I do. I actually really love it. But one thing it's not great for is planning individual pieces of content. And I've been trying so hard to make it work. And if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, that's how I feel about my Trello board. That's how I feel about Monday. That's how I feel about ClickUp. Love Asana. But it doesn't really work for this. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do because this isn't working. I'm not really keeping track of this. I have my podcast schedule, which is completely planned out through June, by the way. But I need something else. And I was talking with one of the people in my membership and she was like, just use a spreadsheet. And I was like, yeah, of course. So what I'm going to do is create a spreadsheet for all of my content planning to live in one place. And it's so funny because I've created tools like this for my clients. But, you know, as the saying goes, the cobbler's children never have any shoes. I had not done it for myself because I was just like, I'm going to use Asana. That's what I'm going to use. So I'm taking a spreadsheet, simplifying things so it's easy to understand, it's easy to use. And then the second piece of this is getting into the habit of actually using it. So deciding, okay, what day am I going to sit down and plan out my content for the month, for the quarter, whatever. Having those times and those and that system of actually sitting down and planning in place can make such an impact on how you feel when you sit down and create content. And so the problem I solved this week isn't glamorous. It's just a Google Sheet, but it's going to make a huge impact for me, for my content creation, and for my time. And that's a pretty big, important problem that we solved. I wanted to talk about podcast confidence today because this keeps coming up when I'm working on podcast strategy with my clients. I have seen the most confident women come to me. Like, they show up on Instagram, they speak on stages, they teach on workshops, and when I get their inquiry forms or we sit down for our first call, I'm like, oh, they're going to have an amazing podcast. Like, I can always tell, not only because they have speaking experience, but because they just exude confidence because they've really honed in on what they do and how they help people. And so I'm always shocked and surprised when they ask me, what happens if no one listens to my podcast? What if I don't know what to say? What if my episodes aren't any good? What? What? Where does this lack of confidence come from? And I hear it over and over and over and over and over again. I hear it from myself sometimes. I hear it from my friends. I hear it from super successful people that you think are super confident in everything they do. So I really wanted to dig into this today because I think it's so, so important. And I know the online world has gotten so much noisier. And we feel like we have to shout to be heard. And some of us don't want to shout. Some of us just want to show up and share and help people, right? And you can do that with a podcast. So I digress. Let's dive into it. I think one of the main issues is the stories we tell ourselves as human beings, as women, as podcasters. You know, we talk about ourselves internally, sometimes in not the best ways, but we also tell stories about ourselves and how it relates to podcasting. And some of these stories that pop up are things like, there's too many podcasts. I don't have enough money to make this a worthwhile endeavor. I don't know how I'm going to create different episodes every week. There's only so much I can talk about. You know, these little things that we say to ourselves, they can really undermine our confidence when it comes to creating episodes. This really is like, this episode is me. Like, imagine me sitting in front of you. We're having a conversation about your podcast. And this is what I would be saying to you. You need to remember how much you know. Friend, you've been around. You've done the work. You've done the education. You need to remember how much you know. But more than that, you need to remember that you probably know more than the person asking for help. And even if they know it, they're asking you for help because they don't have the way of thinking that you do. You know, a really good example of this is I'm in a program right now learning how to host workshops. I've hosted workshops. I've hosted masterclasses. But I didn't really have strategy behind it. And so even though I knew the how and those things, I still needed help. Can you imagine if my coach had been like, well, I don't know. I don't know if anybody really needs my help doing workshops. No, like, she owns it. She's like, this is how you need to have a successful workshop. And it's impactful. We forget that as business owners, as content creators, as online people, right? We forget how much we know And we forget that the people who are asking us for help are asking us for our help for a reason. So that's the first thing I want you to really let that sink in. The second thing is your voice and your story are unique. And you bring that energy into every piece of content you create. You are not creating content just like so-and-so over there. And if you are, okay, let's talk about it a little bit more in depth. But you should be leaning into what makes you unique. What are some things you say that only you say? What are some things that you're good at doing, at helping people, at shining lights on? You know, you can be a nutritionist and know 50 other nutritionists, but I can guarantee you that if I were to sit down in a one-on-one with all of you, you would all approach it from a different perspective. Because your background, your story, everything that has shaped you and who you are and your journey as a nutritionist is different than the other 49 people, right? And so those are two things I want you to remember as we were talking about confidence and having confidence in your podcast. And then I want to share some action items for you. So these are tangible things that you can do that are going to make it easier and also enable you to podcast with more confidence. The first one is you need to get really clear on your purpose. So not just your business purpose, but your podcast purpose. And if you are all struggling with these things, like, I don't know what my purpose is, I don't know what my business purpose is, I don't know what my podcast purpose is, I highly recommend getting some help around this. Because it can be hard as someone with an inside track to everything to see clearly, right? I know that I am making some big headway and shifts in my business and my content and my messaging right now because I am working with people who are helping me do this, right? But having a purpose is so, so important because when you know the purpose of your podcast, what your episodes are supposed to do, how your episode is supposed to help your business as a whole, then every time I sit down, I'm approaching it from that angle and it makes it so much easier to record episodes. So much easier. The other thing that can really affect confidence in your episodes specifically is not having a plan or a system in place. I just talked about the problem I solved this week and it was systems, right? Systems are so important. I think they're really underrated, to be honest. If you don't have a system for how you're working on your podcast, your content, getting it out every week, then when you're doing it from a place of rushed, a place of frantic, just getting it done. That doesn't create a confident episode, right? And so it really is important to plan ahead. You know, I'm thinking about a client I worked with recently, and she has had a podcast for a very long time, but the one thing she never did was sit down and plan way far ahead. And so we did that in our session together. We mapped out, I think, 3 months worth of episodes. And she was blown away by how relieving it was, how good it felt to walk away with that plan in hand because she didn't have to think about it. It had been thought about. All she had to do now was record the episodes, right? I think that helps with confidence so much. I know for a fact that I was going to sit down today. I needed to get a podcast episode out this week. It's been a really tough week for me personally. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to say. But I pulled up my plan. I had a podcast episode planned out already. And I was like, oh, shoot. Yeah, I can talk about that. Let me sit down and do it. And so here I am, you know? So that really is a big key component, not only of consistency and success as a podcaster, but I think it makes such an impact with confidence as well. One of the other things that has helped me immensely is using a template to script out my episodes. Now, I don't fully script out my episodes. I've talked about this so much on this podcast, so you're probably hearing me for the fifth time mention this. But I do have a very specific structure to my episodes. I don't know if you've caught on to that. I do have a very specific structure. And I've put this structure into a template. So that way, whenever I sit down to map out, outline my episode, it is so easy for me to do because I have this template and I understand the different things that I'm going to do in my episode. I always know how I'm going to wrap up an episode, what I'm going to talk about, the stories I'm going to include, all of those things. They're all in there. And that makes it feel so easy to sit down and record. I will say that it is really hard to do a solo episode and talk for 20 minutes. I could be done in 10 minutes talking about this topic. And when I was doing this without a template, I most definitely did not talk for 20 minutes. I talked for 10. I mean, there was a phase I went through where all my episodes were like 10 minutes. Oh, anyways. And so this has really helped focus me, get clear on how I want to show up in the episodes and make sure that I hit all the points I want to hit. It's like a win-win. How does this work with confidence? Well, I am confident that I'm going to be able to sit down and record a great episode because I have taken the time to A, plan, B, fill out my template, and C, now I'm sitting here and it's so easy to read through and make it happen for me, right? So when we talk about like actionable items, getting clear on your purpose, having a system, planning ahead, and using a template to make things easier, this is all part of the big picture that we are creating. So that way, anytime we need to sit down and record, it's very clear for us to see. We can work on the execution. We can work on how we feel in front of a microphone. We can practice, right? But what you can't necessarily always do is sit down and wing a 20-minute episode. I have a couple more things I want to share with you. I want you to remember why you started. Remember who you are helping. I want you to start working on telling yourself different stories. That is something I have been working on really hard recently. You know, telling myself different stories, not only about podcasting, but how I show up everywhere, how I show up on Instagram, how I show up in my email. You know, those stories can really affect you. I was getting really burnt out from sending emails to my email list because I felt like nobody was reading them. And so the story I kept telling myself is that no one wants to hear from me. No one wants to read my emails. That's not true. I just needed to change my approach. And now all of a sudden, my click rates have gone up. My open rates have gone up. You know, it wasn't that the content was bad. I just needed to change my approach. It's the same with podcasting. You just have to change your approach, right? And the last thing I want to say too is that we need to celebrate any milestone. When we are constantly down on any achievement we've made with our podcast, we're not going to feel confident about it. But when you look at what you've done so far and you celebrate any milestone, my download numbers have gone up by 5 per episode. That's fantastic. I am 2 weeks ahead. Woohoo! Celebrate it. These are the things also that I think are so important as an online business owner, because it can be really such a slog when you're doing it by yourself, feeling like, am I getting where I want to go? Am I doing what I need to be doing? But when you can take a moment to celebrate those little steps along the way, it can make such a big impact. Listen, I know that being confident in your voice isn't something that happens overnight. This is something that I've had to work on most of my online entrepreneurship journey. But believe me, it is so, so, so impactful. And it can make such a difference in how you show up and how you feel about creating all this content. And so taking the time to work on this is so important. And I want to invite you to, I am giving a workshop on April 3rd of 2024 for future listeners. And one of the things we're going to be doing in this workshop is talking more and digging more into the purpose of your podcast. Because you cannot have a strategically aligned podcast if you don't understand its purpose. This is the thing that I start all of my clients off with. In any kind of strategy call, if they come on board as production clients, we're going to start to really look at that purpose. And so in this workshop, we're not only going to talk about what makes a profitable podcast, but what makes a purposeful podcast. And I think when you can combine those two things, it can have such an impact. And so if this is something you've been wanting to work on, I would highly, highly recommend you come. You can head to wildhomepodcasting.com/purpose. I've got some bonuses lined up. The price will be going up at a certain time, all of those things. So go take a look at it. And remember, like, I'm here for you. I'm in your corner. I have been where you are. I have sat down in front of my microphone and been like, I'm not good at this. I don't think I should do this. But we're going to change that story because we should do this. We should be sharing our voice. We should be sharing our message and doing it in a way that feels really great. And that is honestly my goal with my business and the podcasters that I help. And so if you need help with it, I'm here for you. I'm cheering you on. Happy podcasting, and I'll be back next week with a new episode. Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.